Welcome home, modern mystic, to the place where your soul-seeking journey will never feel lonely again. Welcome to the place where wonder and awe are an everyday occurrence, where transformation and alchemy are the name of the game, and where you always leave more empowered and expanded than you were when you came. I'm Haley Winter, and I invite you to meet me here, at the bridge where science, psychology, and spirituality merge. And together, we'll explore the magic and mystery of this human experience. This is your guide to the universe. For most of its existence, tarot has been considered a very occult practice. At different times in history, people had to literally, you know, completely hide or conceal the fact that they worked with the tarot, and it's taken a lot of forms over the years, but the myths and the misleading portrayals of the tarot in media and in the public eye and in pop culture have been really pervasive throughout history, and the same remains true today, which is why for today's Tarot Tuesday episode, I want to myth bust the tarot for you. Now, this is not going to be a comprehensive busting all the bullshit about the tarot, because that honestly requires a whole podcast show of its own. But I want to tackle some of the big myths today, just so that, first of all, maybe you can find some more peace with the tarot if it's something that you're struggling with, or you know what to say to people who have weird things to say to you when you're practicing tarot self-coaching, or if you become a certified tarot coach through Tarot Coach Academy and start working with clients in this way. I want you to know how to respond to these sometimes really damaging myths in an educated and informed way. So without much more faff, let's dive right on into the busting of the myths, shall we? So starting with one of my faves, one of the biggest misconceptions about tarot is that the cards themselves have inherent power. And that if you do a tarot reading and you pull a card, then your future is fixed. And the cards have just told you what's going to happen to you, and it is what it is, and there's nothing you can do about it. This is one of the most damaging of the silly tarot myths, because the cards themselves do not have any intrinsic power. They don't have some mystical quality that has the potential to literally shape the way your life unfolds. That's not how it works. They're just cards, just like a deck of playing cards. They are, you know, cardstock with designs on them. It's, you know, the power of the tarot is in the practitioner. It's in the tarot coach. It's in you. The cards don't tell your future. They don't determine your life. They are not in and of themselves imbued with any mystical forces that can overpower you and your own free will. That's just not how it works. Now, if you've been in my world for a while now, you already know that I come from a scientific and psychological background. I am a very skeptical person, and I'm not really easily fooled. Like, I'm not super gullible, at least not with things like this. But these myths around the cards themselves having the power to, you know, control your life or dictate your future or your outcomes are so pervasive that I remember when I bought my first tarot deck, I was literally shaking when I opened the cards because I had so much ingrained and conditioned fear for, like, you know, oh no, what card am I going to pull? What's going to happen to me? And again, this is when I was brand new to tarot. I had only had one sort of in-person experience with it before, and I had no idea what it was really about. This was before I dove into all of the research and got to eventually where I'm at now. All I knew was the presentation of tarot in pop culture, and I was freaked out. And again, I'm not someone who's like easily put off by things like that. I'm a very skeptical person, I'm a very rational person, and it just, it still was so deeply conditioned in me that I was freaked when I first bought my own tarot deck. And that just goes to show you how deeply ingrained and how pervasive this mythology around the tarot is. So that's why I wanted to start with this first, because I know, especially for people who are just starting out, this can be a really hard one to overcome when we've dealt with so much conditioning, whether it's from religion or just pop culture in general, or, you know, rumors that go around. It's hard to overcome that and see past that. So I want to share with you the truth, which is that the cards themselves don't have any inherent power over you. They are just cards. You always have the power. You are a conscious creator. You are the creator of your own experience, and tarot cards cannot overpower or overshadow your free will. As with really any tool, the power and the magic of the tarot comes from the usefulness and the efficacy of the practice and the productively applied skills of the practitioner. And again, tarot on its own is just a deck of cards with pictures on them. They're not inherently imbued with any mystical, magical powers. But the magic of the tarot is that their images surpass the boundaries of our conscious awareness and communicate directly with our deeper and more expansive subconscious mind. The tarot is a tool that gives us inspiration. It's a tool that shines light on our inner darkness and on the shadowed areas of our minds and our consciousness, and it helps us to expand our self-awareness and expand our self-empowerment and self-understanding and self-love. And the cards also allow us to really reflect and understand the meaning of different events that are going on in our lives within the greater context of our life journey. And they give us ideas for different perspectives we could take and different actions we could take. And that is the magic of the tarot. It's the self-awareness that it provides to us. It's the perspective shift that it provides to us. It's the inspiration that it provides to us. It's the reflection that it provides to us. And that connection with our intuition, that is the core of it all. That ability to speak through symbols to our deeper conscious mind and give us access to parts of ourselves that we wouldn't have access to otherwise, that is the magic of the tarot. That is the power of the tarot. And if the cards have any power at all, it's that. It's in their symbolic and archetypal nature. But the cards in and of themselves do not create your reality. You do. The cards just help you do it more consciously. Now, before moving on to myth number two, I want to address a little mini myth 1.5 here, because this is some bullshit that I see floating around on the internet and it just drives me nuts. So I don't have like a long tangent to go on about this, but I just want to say to you, you're allowed to buy your own tarot decks, even your first one. It doesn't have to be bought for you. It doesn't have to be given to you by a witch. It doesn't have to be stolen. It doesn't have to be found. All of that is crap. You can absolutely buy your own tarot deck, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. It's just a bunch of gatekeeping and old wives' tales and nonsense. So go for it. Go buy that tarot deck. Don't let anyone hold you back. And if they try to, send them my way, and I got hands. I'll fight for you. All right, so moving on to myth number two, which is very connected to myth number one about the cards having intrinsic power. Myth number two is that the cards predict or determine your future, or can tell the future at all, or can fortune tell. It's a myth. Now, I do want to insert a caveat to this, because, you know, in theory, when we look at quantum physics and we look at the nature of consciousness, it is not impossible to determine potential future outcomes. Time is not linear, and we know this. You know, mathematically speaking, scientifically speaking, we know that time is not linear. And we also know at this point that consciousness is not linear, nor is it bound to an individual. So we can, in theory, and in practice in certain ways, access the contents of another person's consciousness, because we are not separate the way that our material reality kind of makes us seem to be separate. In the domain of consciousness, we are truly all connected. That being said, again, the cards themselves don't tell your future. And even if a tarot reader is telling you what's going to happen, at most, what they're doing is revealing a glimpse into a potentiality for your future. And this is really connected to, you know, string theory and multiverse theory. And again, that kind of understanding that time is relative, not linear, and that consciousness is transcendent of the laws of our physical reality, and that it's not bound to one individual. Like, honoring those scientific approaches, yes, a glimpse into the future is technically possible, but it would at best be only a potential future, because the cards, nor a reader of the cards, they can't transcend your free will. They can't overpower your free will. Now, what they can do is create a self-fulfilling prophecy, which is a real psychological phenomenon, and it basically purports that our expectations have an immense effect on our outcomes. And this has been shown in study after study after study, and you know, it really connects in with kind of conventional law of attraction type wisdom, and the self-fulfilling prophecy phenomenon can work to our advantage, but it can also work to our detriment. And what's important to really understand about this is that if we believe that something is going to happen, it's much more likely to actually happen. But it's our belief that matters. It's not someone telling you that something is going to happen that makes it so. It's not that, you know, some tarot reader looking into your future and predicting your fortune means that that is definitely what's going to happen to you. If you believe that it's going to happen, you are much more likely to actually bring those events into place just through the way that you conduct yourself and the way that you actually show up in action within the context of your situation. You are more likely to cause that situation to actually unfold if you have an expectation in place. And this is exactly why in tarot coaching and in the whole methodology in Tarot Coach Academy, we do not predict the future. We do not fortune tell. It's antithetical to the tarot coaching method. It is antithetical to the ethics of tarot coaching. We just straight up don't do it, even though it is theoretically possible to catch a glimpse of future potentialities, like, you know, a thing that could maybe happen in one version of the universe that could unfold in your reality. Like, we don't do it. Because we aren't about to create self-fulfilling prophecies for our clients. With tarot coaching, we value free will. We value personal power. We value creative consciousness. We honor ourselves and we honor our clients as the creators of their own experience. And we recognize that it is not our place to tell our clients what's going to happen to them. Even if we tell them that something really positive is going to happen to them. You know, even if on the surface and in the moment, it seems like telling someone that something really great is going to happen to them is going to be supportive for them and create a positive self-fulfilling prophecy. That's not our job. It's not our job to determine the destiny or influence the destiny of our clients. Our clients have the power of choice. They have the power of free will. They have the power of creative consciousness. And they have those powers for a reason. And honoring those powers is fundamental to ethical tarot coaching and tarot self-coaching. And for anyone who practices with the tarot, regardless of your affiliation, regardless of your personal philosophy, I just want you to understand that it's your belief, your expectation that creates outcomes more than a card sitting on a table. You know, if you believe in what you are being told or what you are seeing for yourself about your future, that belief is what holds the power. It's not the cards. And if you are working with tarot from a tarot coaching perspective or a tarot self-coaching perspective, then you can use your own power of belief to support you however you want. But just know that a tarot coaching practitioner and a tarot coaching professional is never going to tell your future because it's not our freaking job. Our job is to help teach you how to use the tarot to deeply connect to your own intuition and expand your perspective and your own self-awareness. And from that place, you can make the decisions that most amplify your ability to create the outcomes that you want to create in our life. But we're not going to tell you what to do. We're not going to tell you what is going to happen to you. And the cards themselves certainly cannot and will not do that either. So That is myth number two, busted. Now, myth number three, and our final myth for today's episode, is such a fun one. And it is the myth that the tarot is a tool that is used to communicate with the devil, or with demons, or with evil spirits, or ghosts, you know, fill in the blank, however you want to do it. This is one that has created a lot of issues and resistance in my own life because I have many very religious family members. Like, straight up, I have a family member that I actually love very dearly and love spending time with who, you know, when she found out that I had a tarot deck, she, like, didn't even want to be in the same room that I was at because she was like, oh my god, it's evil. It's bringing evil in here. And you know, I'm not here to shit on anyone else's beliefs. I'm not trying to preach at you, and I'm not trying to tell you what, you know, straight up is or is not true. And if you firmly believe something, there's nothing that I can do about it anyway. I'm sharing my perspective with you as someone who has done a lot of studying and practice with this tool for years and years and years and years from a scientific, a psychological, and a spiritual perspective combined. And this is one of the myths that really gets to me the most because, much like the other two myths that we've talked about already, this is rooted in so much fear. And it's fear that has no basis in anything real or provable or substantial. You know what I mean? It's control tactics. Fear is one of the best control tactics, especially in the world of religion. And it's just, it's not based on anything factual. Now, are there people out there who are devil worshippers and use the tarot as part of their personal experience? Sure. Absolutely. But there are also tons of people out there who are extremely religious and use the tarot even in their own religious practice. Like, I know several Catholics who are devout tarot practitioners, and they use it as a form of divination and communicating with God. And my point here is that it's not, again, the tool in and of itself, like the cards, they don't have any inherent power to summon demons or summon ghosts. And I'm not here to tell you that, like, demons and ghosts aren't real. I don't know everything about the world. Like, if I did, you know, I would be on another dimension by now. But the cards themselves are not as important as the intention or the practice of the person using them. Now, if demons and ghosts and whatever are real, could someone potentially use the tarot to communicate with those entities? Maybe. Like, probably. You know, there are people out there who do that or claim to do that. So I'm not saying that it's impossible. Again, I don't know. I don't personally have any experience with those things being true, you know, with those uses of the tarot being factual. But that's just based on my own experience, my own research. I don't know everything about everything. But I do know that the cards themselves are not inherently evil. They don't bring demons and they don't, you know, summon ghosts. I have never ever had an experience that would validate that. And in all of the years of research that I've been doing in the history of tarot and where it comes from and how it's been used in both, you know, occult ways and ways that are very mundane, that's just, it's such a small part of things, and it's a lot more modern than we think. Like, the use of tarot in kind of working as a psychic medium, communicating with ghosts or summoning spirits or communicating with demons or whatever, that is, like, it's very new. Especially the whole, like, demonic aspect. Like, this became popularized with pop culture and the rise of the horror genre, and it's not based in historical or scientific or psychological or even spiritual reality. It's a new phenomenon. It's a new kind of understanding of what the tarot is actually about. And I'll do, like, a whole episode at some point, I'm sure, on more in-depth, like, history of the tarot. But just for now, like, understand that it's not a tool to communicate with the devil or evil spirits. And, you know, I want to share a little bit more about my perspective on this personally, in case you find it helpful if you're dealing with people in your life who have beliefs like this and are giving you shit about it. I personally live my life in tune with my favorite quote of all time, which is a Joseph Campbell quote, and it is, "All the gods, all the heavens, all the hells are within you." And like I keep saying, I don't pretend to know everything that there is to know about all of the dimensions and all of the beings that may or may not exist within the universe, but it is my staunch and educated opinion that tarot cards, just like any other tool or object that's available to us as humans to use, they're really only as good or evil as the intentions of the person using them. If there are evil intentions within a practitioner's consciousness, then sure, those intentions will come out through the cards. And it is my belief, personally, that if Satan or demons or evil spirits do exist, that they exist within the admittedly very vast confines of our own consciousness. And that's not to say that they don't have power, but that they exist, you know, within us. You know, we have that phrase like, "Oh, I have demons," or like, "Oh, my inner demons." I think that has more meaning than we think it does. And that's how I've really come to personally understand of these beings that are talked about in religious mythology. You know, if their existence is a thing, it's archetypal in nature. They exist as energetic archetypes within our own consciousness, not as external and independently powerful beings that exist outside of us and can wreak havoc on our lives without any conscious say for, you know, ourselves. And again, you know, I'm sharing my opinion with you, and I hope that you're kind of understanding through your headphones. I wish we were like sitting here having a talk face to face, but I hope you're getting from a distance. My intention here is not to preach. It's not to tell you what is or is not the universal truth about everything, but it's really just to, you know, share with you from the perspective of tarot coaching. And, you know, from the perspective that I have based on my experience, my education, my research, and my years of practice with this tool, and, you know, based on my own personal beliefs, what is actually going on. And I don't buy it. I don't believe that tarot has the power to independently summon evil spirits. I know from lots and lots and lots of research on the history of the tarot that it was never designed to be a tool to communicate with evil spirits or communicate with the dead. And it's just a big misleading misrepresentation on the behalf of pop culture, on the behalf of religion. And it creates a lot of fear in people who don't understand what's actually going on. And that's really kind of the overarching reason why I wanted to share all of this with you today, and why I'm even sharing my own opinions, because fear is disempowerment. And when we fear something that we don't understand, we allow ourselves to be controlled by, you know, people who would use that against us. And we prevent ourselves from making an empowered and informed decision about something one way or another. And I want to make sure that you are equipped to make whatever decision feels empowering for you, to, you know, understand the different perspectives out there and come to your own conclusions. I also want to make sure that you know the perspective that I'm coming from with all of my tarot coaching, and that, you know, my future certified tarot coaches, the perspective that they honor when they bring their work out into the world. I want everyone to understand, you know, what beliefs and values go into the tarot coaching approach and what do not. And from the perspective of tarot coaching, these three misunderstandings about the tarot are considered to be myths. They are considered to be not true. And we like to burst that bubble quite quickly because we believe in empowerment, we believe in free will, we believe in intuition, we believe in consciousness, and we believe that we are all independent, powerful creators. And that is what we like to support and what tarot coaching is designed to do. So, all of that said, take a deep breath with me and decompress. I got like a little more heated having this conversation than I anticipated, to be honest. Like, I've had this conversation a lot of times, but for some reason I never get less passionate about it. So, there we go. That is 3 myths busted about the tarot. I hope you found this empowering. I hope that you kind of, you know, have some ideas for maybe how to respond if someone gives you shit about your tarot practice. And above all else, I hope that you trust your intuition. I hope that you listen to, you know, what I have to say and what anyone else has to say, and you feel into yourself to determine what is true for you, because that's what matters more than anything else. I don't want you to just take everything that I say as gospel, or, you know, anything that anyone else says is gospel. You are your own source of truth. So take what resonates and leave what doesn't. I have just shared all this as an offering to you to help you feel into what feels right, what feels true for you, so that you can honor that in your life the way that you see fit. I am so grateful to you for hanging out with me today, and I can't wait to talk to you again on Transpersonal Thursday. Love you so much. Thank you so much for joining me today for this adventure into the realm of cosmic consciousness. I'm infinitely stoked and eternally grateful to have you by my side on this journey. If you valued this episode, make sure you subscribe and stick around for more magic. And if you want to cultivate some extra good karma, go ahead and write a 5-star review or share this episode so that other modern mystics can find their way home to us. I can't wait to connect with you again tomorrow. Now go get 'em, you infinitely powerful being you.